Reading from Chapter 6, Nitya Dharma, Race and Caste. Omigyana Timurangasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Saksur Amritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Napitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Samadantikam Manshakalpa Turukyashta Vipashindu Vaidasha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasa Devor Vapsavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from the Sun Falls, Sniper Sun Falls. Very happy to be back in this wonderful Vaishnava community. I came here on Sunday for I came here in Sunday for Gaur Purnima after doing the morning class. It's so wonderful to come and see such a community of nice Vaishnavas and Satsri Maharaj Yadananda Swami, who's the principal of Bhaktivedanta College, was also here. I know him well. Tomorrow I head back to New York City to the Bhakti Center. So, as you remember, we're up to the part in Jiva Dharma where Devi Das, the Smarta Brahmin, the son of Lahari, who his father was joined the ashram of the Babaji's in I think it's called Pradyumna Kunj, Prem Das Babaji. Anyway, he's joined that, and his son, because even if you're in religion, it's hard to get out of the spirit, the misconception that the world, happiness is to conform the world to your desires. And one of the affirmations of yourself being central is that your family has a sense of superiority. And therefore, if your family disappoints you, your children generally, but even here in this case, the father, there's something which will hamper the reputation of the family. It's a question of the extended self. We're not the body. The false ego is, the nature of false ego is it delimits the consciousness to a particular body, but it can delimit the consciousness to a particular family or a particular nation or humanity. So he was upset. He tried to convince his father, and his father impressed him with his character and knowledge. But still, he had deep-rooted samskaras yet. He didn't have that faith, fully faith yet in Vaishnavism. And the last thing that he perceived was some Muslim who was descended of the Chankazi. Now, Lord Chaitanya converted the Chankazi to Vaishnavism. So he's the descendant of the Chankazi. So even though they're still the Muslim caste, they at least have some favorable, even the tomb of the Chankazi is still there in Mayapur. and respected by the Vaishnavas. So Lahari, the father, has a discussion with the present Kazi. And in it, there's kind of, he understands the, you know, their discussion is very revelatory about the Quran, that it appears to be personal, but those who understand it deeply understand that it's also bhakti. It's also about surrender to God. So this discussion went on a long time, and now we're going to see that this Devidas, his son, is disturbed that his father is given some recognition. Of course, the concept of the whole book so far, of course, is people coming to Krishna consciousness according to their who they are. A particular subject of Krishna consciousness is explained to clear their doubts. So, but the whole book is promoting its Jiva Dharma. The duty is not of the body, the duty is ultimately of the soul, and that's to serve God. It can be expressed in various ways. But so Devidas is upset. And today we're going to just, there's a lot of reading, not philosophical points, but it sets the background. Devidas Vidyarata was a teacher, and for a long time he firmly convinced that the Brahmins were foremost among all Varnas. He believed that no one except Brahmanas are fit to obtain the highest goal of life. Unless one takes birth in a Brahmin family, the jiva cannot attain mukti. So here's another person with a particular conception that requires a particular tattva or subject to be explained. And this is the subject of the relationship between Vanashram, or social status and social occupation, and spiritual qualification. Obviously, the Brahmins are more devoted to goodness, and their occupation is such, so there's a tendency to think that birth in that caste alone qualifies one to spiritual life. And there's even some reference in the Gita. The Gita says, Suchinam Shimatam Yehe Yoga Vrasha Pachayate. When someone's not complete in their spiritual endeavor, they can be born in Suchinam, a proper family. So there is something of sentinel succession. It's just not the absolute requirement. But this was his belief. When he heard the discussions between the Vaishnavas and the descendants of Chankazi, he became completely dissatisfied. He could not penetrate the statements of Kazi Shahi Bawal, for they were full of deep fundamental truths. So this Kazi Shahi had this discussion, and he was quoting the Farsi and the doctrine and kind of revealing the deeper meaning, how Lord Chaitanya taught him. Pure devotional service, and how he understood the Quran in that perspective. Perturbed at heart, Devidas Vidyarata began to think, indeed, the Muslim race is a strange phenomenon. One cannot make any sense of what they say. Of course, father has studied Farsi and Arabic and has been studying religion for a long time. But why does he give so much respect to the Muslims? A Hindu is obliged to take a bath in order to purify himself if he as much as touches a Muslim. So what could Paramahamsa Babaji have been thinking when he invited such a person to be seated the assembly and offered him so much respect. But Kiva Vipa, Kiva Nyasi, Kesu, Johar, Ye Krishna. One who knows Tattva, he's the guru. Kiva Vipa, Kiva Nyasi, Kena Sudrahoy, it doesn't matter. That very night, Devi Das said, Shambhu, that's his cousin, I cannot remain silent in this matter. I shall ignite a blazing fire of logical debate and burn this heretical view to ashes. So now he's going to go get the top Brahmin scholars in Navadvip who would also object to this because they're smarter Brahmins. That very night, Devi Das said, Shambhu, I cannot remain silent. It was here in Navadvip that stalwart scholars like Sarvabhauma and Shiromani discussed the Nyaya Shastra. And Raghunanda churned the 28 truths from the Smriti Shastra. How is it that Hindus and Muslims are now intermingling in this very same Navadvip? Perhaps the teachers of Navadvip have not yet gotten wind of this news yet. Vidyaratha applied himself wholeheartedly to ask for a couple of days. So he's going to go find them. At daybreak, a light drizzle had fallen. By mid-morning, oppressed by the clouds, the sun had not been able to cast a single glance upon the earth. Devi and Shambhu finished a meal of khichdi before 10 o'clock and got ready, sensing that the appropriate moment was upon them. At Sri Grodroom, the Vaishnavas had been delayed in their Madhukari. However, almost all of them had honored the sadhan and was sitting in a large kutir on one side of the Madhavi Malati Bower. Paramahamsa Babaji, Vaishnav Das, Pandit Ananta Das from the village of Srini Sringapali, Lahari Mahasai, and Yadava Das from Kulia started chanting Harinam on their Tulsi Mala, absorbed Paramananda. At that time, the famous Pandit, Krishna Chudamani, arrived, together with Vidyaratna Mahashai, Chaturbhuj Patnaratna, Padaratna from Samudragar, Chintamani Nyaya Ratna from Kasi, and Kalidas Chastity from Purvishal. The Vaishnavas offered great respect to the learned Brahmins and had them seated. So we also respect the Brahmins. And sometimes you have to respect the position. Otherwise, your etiquette is based on your mental judgments and you may make mistakes. So we generally honor the physician. Father. Not that you analyze your father. He's your father. He deserves respect. So, even though he's Paramahamsa Babaji, he's respecting the Brahmins. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanitaya, Chajigaritaya, Krishnaya, Go. Cows and the Brahmins are very dear to Krishna. Vaishnavas naturally consider themselves more insignificant than grass, so they all offered pranam, saying, Vipra Chana Charanevya Maha. Obeisances unto the feet of the Brahmins. The Brahmins pandits who consider themselves to be respectable scholars responded by offering blessings to the Vaishnava and then sat down. So the Vaishnava takes the humble position. It's his natural consciousness that he's in the consciousness of service and therefore he can respect everyone. So it's very easy for the Vaishnava to go and move in that way, to offer respects without judgment. Am I higher? Am I more advanced? Or just to the position. The Brahmin pundits, who consider themselves to be respectable scholars, responded by offering blessings to the Vaishnavas and then sat down. So blessings are something that come from a superior glorification. Respect goes upwards, and affection and blessings come downward. You can't bless a superior. The Brahmanas whom Vidyaratna had prepared for debate offered pranam to Lahari Mahasai, because she was most senior of all of them. Lahari Mahasai, who was now conversing with the confidential truths of the Shastra, immediately returned pranam to the pandit. Of all the pandits, Krishna Chudamani was the most eloquent. He had debated the meaning of the Shastra with other pandits in Kashi, the Mithila, and numerous other places, and had defeated all of his opponents. He was short with illustrious dark complexion, the grave countenance, and his eyes shone like a pair of stars. Now he began the discussion of the Vaishnavas. Chudamani, today we have come to take darshan of the Vaishnavas. Although we do not support all your conduct, we very much admire your exclusive devotion. Sri Bhagavan himself states in Bhagavad Gita 9:30, even if one is an abominable sinner, if he worships me with exclusive devotion, he's considered to be a sadhu, for his intelligence is firstly situated in proper determination. So the pandits are very eloquent, and he's very cultured. He says, we've come to take your darshan, although we do not support all your conduct. Very much admire exclusive devotion, which is the essence of the Bhagavad. So, even if one is an abominable sinner, if he worships me with exclusive devotion, he is to be considered a sadhu. His intelligence is firmly situated in the proper direction. So some may be very fixed, but because until you're completely purified, then sometimes your spiritual duties and material duties parallel, like you have to eat. So it activates the senses and all these type of things. So sometimes you fall prey. Therefore, appreciate Siddharatra, budget, and Ramananyapa. Doesn't affect the position and status of the person. This statement of the Bhagavad Gita is our evidence. It's because of this conclusion that we've come to take darshan of the sadhus today. But we have one complaint. Why do you associate with Muslims on the pretext of bhakti? We wish to discuss this matter with you. Whoever amongst you is most expert in debate should step forward. The Vaishnavas were distressed by Krishna Chudamani's words, and Paramahamsa said very humbly, "We are all fools. We do not know debate. We simply act in accordance with the behavior shown by the previous Mahajans. You are all scholars, so you may recite the instruction of the Shastra and we'll listen in silence." So, the They're distressed. They're not eager for argument and debate. When you're eager for argument and debate, generally it means you're eager to defeat people, so your sphere of influence increases, and your facility to enjoyment is enhanced. So, and therefore, if someone, you know, is going to be in a superior position, you'll fight like hell. But immediately, at any Krishna, they fold their hands to the Brahmins. We are fools. You are scholars. Therefore, you can recite to us the principles of devotion. Chudamani said, how can you act according to such a statement? You are under the auspices of Hindu society, and if you perpetrate practices and teaching that are opposed to the world will come to ruin. We will practice and preach against Shastra at the same time, claim we're on the path of the Mahajans. What kind of talk is this? Who is this Mahajan? So that this must be the parents of the children. Where are we? One can be known as Mahajan only if his behavior and teaching according to Shastra. How can one be any benefit to the world if we simply label anyone like a Mahajan and then quote the saying, Mahajana Yena Katasa Panta, we should follow the path of the Mahajans. So, Paramahamsa, said we're fools. All we do is we follow the previous acharyas and we recite their instruction. So he's saying, who is that Mahajan? And you know the Mahajan that you follow. He follows the Shastras. So you're saying you just follow. Chudamani's words became intolerable for the Vaishnavas. So they left and consulted with one another in separate three tiers. They concluded that since the Mahajans were accused of being at fault, it's imperative that they refute the charge as long as it's in their power to do so. Let me read that again. Chudamani's words became intolerable for the Vaishnavas, so they left and consulted with one another in a separate three tiers. They concluded that since the Mahajans were being accused of being at fault, it was imperative that they refute the charges as long as it was in their power. So he said. So the Vaishnav said, I think it was Vaishnav Das said, which is very wrong. We follow the Mahajans. So now Chudamani, the smart Brahmin, so he says, something not accommodating to the So Chudamani said, only if you have the real standard, you can be a Mahajan. Can't just be labeled. So, because he was criticizing the Mahajans, and now they felt they had to speak up. So basically, they don't do anything out of their ego. they do that as spirit. So debate is mostly ego. But now they have to defend the bhajans. Paramahamsa Babaji chose not to participate in the debate. Pandit Ananta Das was a scholar in the Nyaya Shastra. But everyone requested Sri Vaishnav Das Babaji to conduct the debate. Now, Vaishnav Das Babaji was Mayavad's, you know, sannyasi for a while, so he's familiar with these arguments too. The Vaishnavs can immediately understand that Devi Das Vidyaratu had instigated this turmoil. Lahari Mahasai was also present. And he added, Devi is extremely proud. His mind became disturbed on the day he witnessed our behavior with Pakazi. That is why he has now brought all these Brahmin Pandas here. He understands it was motivated. Vaishnav Das took the dust of Paramahamsa Babaji's feet on his head and said, I shall bear the orders of Vaishnavas on my head today. The knowledge that I can buy will certainly be successful. So now he's been elected Vaishnav Das. The Vaishnavas can understand that Devi Das Vidyaratna had instigated this turmoil. Lari Mahasai was also present. He said, Devi is extremely proud. His mind became disturbed on the day he witnessed our behavior with the Kazi Sahib, and that is why he's brought all these problems here. So Vaishnav is elected to speak up, and he says, I'll bear the order of the Vaishnavas on my head. Today, the knowledge that I've been buying must certainly be successful. At this time, the sky was clear. A broad sitting place was spread out in the Malati Madhavi Grove, with the Brahmin Pandits on one side and the Vaishnavas on the other. All the Brahmins and Pandits of Gojram and Majjhadweep had been called there. Many neighboring students and scholarly Brahmins also joined the assembly, so it was by no means a small gathering. About 100 Brahmin Pandits were seated on one side and about 200 Vaishnavas on the other. Vaishnav Das Babaji, calm and composed, sat at the head of the assembly by the request of the Vaishnavas. Just then, an astonishing incident occurred. A cluster of malati flowers fell on Vaishnav Das's head from the vines above. This enlivened the Vaishnavas, inspiring them to utter the holy name loudly. This is to be understood as the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, they said. So, he got this incredible form. What's so funny?
That's just cool to think about. Like right before the big thing and now these flowers open.
Yeah. So Vaishnav Das, these malati flowers fall out. And it's considered a blessing. That's there also. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, when he was deriding to Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was so old and feeble, he didn't know he could do it. And then the deity of the Don Mohan was Radha Govinda Gopin, I'm not sure, fell down. That's always an indication. And it happens. It's kind of like a cool way that Krishna can reciprocate you and say, okay. So, by this time, the sky was clear. A broader sitting place was spread out in the Malati Madhavi Grove. The Brahmins and Pandits sat on one side and the Vaishnavas on the other. All the Brahmins and Pandits of Sri Gojram and Majjhadweep had been called there. So it was no means a small gathering.
about 100 Brahmin Pandits were seated on one side and about 200 Vaishnavas on the other. The Vaishnava Das Babaji, calm and composed, sat at the head of the assembly by the request of the Vaishnavas. Just then an astonishing incident occurred. A cluster of Malvati flowers fell on the Vrindavandas' head from the vine above. This enlivened the Vaishnavas, inspiring to utter the holy name of Hari loudly. This is to be understood as the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Send mercy, he's benedicting. On the other side, Krishna Chudamani grimaced and said, "You may think that, but the flowers will not do. The tree shall be known by its fruits." Dismissing the matter, Vaishnava Das began, "This meeting that is taking place in Navadvipa today resembles the assemblies which take place in Varanasi, and this is a cause of great happiness for me. Although I am a resident of Bengal, I spent many more years studying and lecturing in Varanasi and other places, so I'm not used to speaking in Bengali. I would like the questions and answers in today's assembly to be in Sanskrit." So this is the misconception that he's going to be cleared of, the over-prioritizing of birth. Obviously, there's some connection, because if parents are caring and they make prata and it's something real that's going to last, if they're going to maintain their families, then that's good. Chidamani had studied the Shastra very diligently, but he could not speak Sanskrit fluently, apart from some shlokas that he had committed to memory. He was somewhat dismayed by Vaishnava Das's proposal and said, "Why? We are meeting in Bengal, so it's best to speak in Bengali. I cannot speak Sanskrit like the pandits of the western provinces. Everyone can understand, by observing their respective moods, that Chudamani was becoming fearful of debating with the Vaishnava Das. They all requested Vaishnava Das to speak in Bengali, and he agreed. Chudamani raised the first objection by asking, "Is Japa caste nitya invariable? Are the Hindus and Muslims not of different castes?" Do the Hindus not become fallen by associating with Muslims? Vaishnava Das replied, "According to the Nyaya Shastra, term that refers to birth is invariable. However, the jati bhed, between different castes mentioned there, does not refer to the differences of castes among human beings in different countries. This term refers to the differences and the difference of species, such as that which is found between goats, cows, and human beings." Chidamani, "Yes, that what you said is true. But that does not mean that there is no Jada Veda caste distinction between Hindus and Muslims. We should have let at least get into some of the argument there. Chudamani had studied the Shastras very diligently, but he could not speak Spanish, could not speak Sanskrit fluently, apart from some shlokas that he had committed to memory. He was somewhat dismayed by Vaishnava Das's proposal and said, "Why? We are meeting in Bengal, so it's best to speak in Bengali. I cannot speak Sanskrit like the pandits of the Western provinces. Everyone can understand by observing their respective moods that the Chudamani is becoming fearful of debating with Vaishnav Das. They all requested Vaishnav Das to speak in Bengali, and he agreed. Chudamani raised his first objection by saying, "Is jati caste nitya invariable? Basically, is karma eternal?" Or, "Is jati, is caste eternal? Are the Hindus and Muslims not different castes? Do the Hindus not become fallen by associating with Muslims?" Vaishnav Das Babaji replied, "According to the Nyaya Shastra, jati, a term that refers to birth, is invariable. According to Nyaya Shastra, jati, a term that refers to birth, is invariable. However, the jati bay distinction between caste mentioned there does not refer to difference of caste among human beings born in different countries. This refers to the difference of species, such as that which is found between cows, goats, and human beings." Chudamani, "Yes, what you say is true, but does that distinction mean that there is no jati bay caste distinction between Hindus and Muslims?" Vaishnav Das, "Yes, there is a distinction between the castes, but that type of jati is not eternal. Human beings only have one jati, which in this case means species." Within the human species, many different castes have been invented based on the differences of language, country, styles of dress, and color. Chudamani, "Is there no difference in terms of birth? Or does the difference between Hindus and Muslims consist of nothing more than the difference in clothing and other such things?" Vaishnav Das, "Jivas are born at the higher or lower varnas or castes according to their previous karma and in congruity with their varnas. They are eligible for different types of work. Brahmin, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras are the four varnas. All others are antyaja, which means that they are low-born and outside the caste system." I go, "Hare Krishna, everyone here. This is Adar Swami. I'm just going to... somehow or other... sometimes in the evening, I'm just so exhausted. So I get up very, very early in the morning that my mind is not working. And that means when I'm speaking, I can't remember where I am or where I'm going. So if one or two people would like to say hello, I'd like to get to bed today. Anybody like to say hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Were you speaking using speakerphone today?
No, why?
Oh, because, I don't know, the quality of the sound was challenging to me.
Is the quality better now?
I think so.
You know what happened is I had earphones, but it wasn't working, I guess. It was like speaking from the phone further away. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
We'll try to improve that in the future.
Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, I'm going to take rest now. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.